You're tuned into the New Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Team Backpack. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 101 of the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. I make beats. My hard drive is down right now, so there's no smoke. The only thing smoking is my computer.
No smoke.
At this point, longevity. Mr. Treese, I see you with the Treese 2 shirt on. That's throwback. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I like the branding with the mug there as well.
Thank you. You
know, product placement.
Got to support the brands that support the culture.
The brand is strong.
That's two autumns. That's two autumns ago.
Word. DJ J Diff in the corner, fresh to death as always. How are you, sir?
Salutations. I'm good.
Good. Good to see you, brother.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. At the head of the
table. Excellent.
I like that. Yeah. At the head of the table.
2018 in this bitch.
At the head of the table, the voice of Indianapolis, Mr. Wavy Light Skin Girls Be Loving Me Now. You can see him rocking the mic in the clubs, weddings, and such as that.
Non-for-profit events. I do it all.
I like that. Yeah. He will secure that bag. Jay Moore's in the building.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? It's good to see everybody.
Hello.
Unfortunately, I missed episode 100 at Orange, but I just want to congratulate everybody, especially people here at the table, to put in that kind of work and to do it 100 times, 100 weeks in a row. No weeks off. That's something to be applauded. So shout out to you guys. And shout out to everybody who came through. Oreo Jones, Leslie Saligo, DJ Helicon, yep. Let's see. Yeah, just a little bit of everybody fell through.
Gabby
DJ Indiana Jones.
Rusty.
A lot of people came through, just sat down and chopped it up. It was good content. So,
well, thanks to you. Thank you to you for saying that. And you're a part of this. You're a new old head with us.
Yeah, so, man. So I'm
sucks just, that you weren't able to be there, but
had to secure a bag on the other side of town. So you know,
understand how that goes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's why I'm not at half these episodes.
Get that bag.
No, no, man. But like I said, it's no small feat to be able to do anything 100 times, especially to do it 100 weeks in a row. We didn't care anything about the snow or rain.
That's
or
true.
Personal stuff they had going on. We made sure it happen one way or another. So just congratulations, and let's make it another 100.
To my immediate left, the incomparable DJ Spools.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, sir?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Good to see you. I know you're thinking about your Cubs at this moment.
Yeah, man. Down 1-0 last I looked, top of the sixth inning. So
it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be interesting.
I just think the whole one-game playoff thing for the wild card is stupid. I don't know how long they've been doing that for. If that's been, I don't think that's been like an always thing.
No. It's I don't think.
What is it? Best
maybe
of,
10
best
years?
Of three?
No,
no,
it's the best of one.
I'm talking about, did it used to be something else? Or
no,
it
used
all
to was just to whoever had the fourth best record
oh,
was
just
the
got
wild
in.
Card.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So now the fourth and fifth best records play one game.
Playing.
You know what that's about?
Yeah.
That's what? Crazy.
It's about the participation trophy.
Money or some, you think so?
I think it's about money.
Yeah. It's probably somehow about
trophies.
Money.
Yeah.
Participation trophy.
So with the Cubs
what
fourth?
What am I going with?
Oh, I think I know why they might have done it. So the Cubs were fourth, yeah, because what they kind of did it to themselves because they could have won the division had they won like won the last couple games they played.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played Milwaukee for the division last night and lost that game. So
I see.
They had a chance to avoid this, but
like they had been winning, they had been at the top of the division pretty much all season, and then lost the last game.
I think they have the best record or second best record in the National League. But
Milwaukee
stayed right in there with them, like real close behind them, and then took them over the last like three games.
So. Well, they're at home, so you know that place gets crazy around this time. So hopefully they can, build off that, get a little bit of momentum off of that, because you know
I hope so, man.
It gets nuts around there. So
it's good to see you, though, Mike.
It's crazy. I mean, there's so many games in baseball, and to play an entire season and to do well, and then to just all of a sudden just blow it
dude,
the last two, three games.
Yeah,
like, yeah, for it to come down to the very last game.
You're right, dude. Sean, you're right, dude. You're exactly right. It's 162 games that can come down to one game.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yep.
I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see. Episode 101, I have no numbers. I'm fresh out.
I'm going to go with hip-hop Dalmatians.
You already know.
Will you explain for the people what hip-hop Dalmatians? Because I wasn't hip until just a few minutes ago.
What did you think it was? You just thought he was mentioning the 101
he said,
Dalmatians.
I thought you were just mentioning the 101
it's
Dalmatians.
Disney, right?
So.
No.
Dinnerland.
Disneyland.
Not the hip.
Dinnerland.
They don't have a hip-hop Dalmatians. No, it's actually a reference to the movie Brown Sugar.
Okay.
Starring Shania Lathan, Mos Def is in there.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, mm-hmm. host of others. But there was a rap group in there that was a black and white rapper.
Mm. Trash.
They were very corny. So we're not really the Hip Hop Dalmatians. That was just a joke. Because we're not corny, but there was a corny rap group called the Hip Hop Dalmatians in that movie.
Yeah.
So Jay, they had a hit record, though.
What was that lead single, Jay Bourne?
The lead single from the Hip Hop Dalmatians on Millennium Records was The Ho Is Mine. Patterned after Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney's The Girl Is Mine.
There you go. Nice. Nice.
My, oh my.
I'd sing a little bit, but I don't want to get dinged.
Nah, yeah, we're going to definitely get dinged.
We don't
want to
do that. So go ahead and do the research on that.
Where is the bell, by the way?
Yeah. Good point, Spools.
Yeah, bring out the bell.
There we go.
Yeah, I would get the bell if I tried to sing, so I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no, I've heard you sing at Coaches.
Oh, well.
After midnight.
Well, yeah. Because
is that after a few whiskeys?
Had a couple of...
a few of them things.
Yeah, just a little something. Yeah, loosen up the voice.
A few of them things.
Get me right, and then loosen I can go ahead and show you my vocal stylings.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something to see.
Oh.
All right.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into...
See or hear?
I'd say see.
You don't see, want gotcha. All right, fair enough.
All right, so let's jump in. 45's Supreme Court Justice nominee's been out here... I guess acting bad, or if not acting bad, his history has come up. So I was asleep. I had to do a little research. Y'all put me on game. So Brett Kavanaugh, he's 45's Supreme Court Justice nominee. It says, and I got this per Wikipedia, so
okay,
you know, hopefully they on the grind.
Actual factuals.
So on September 16th, 2018, a young lady named Christine, I think it's Blasey Ford, if I pronounced it wrong, I'm sorry. She was a professor at Palo Alto University.
Is.
Oh, she is. She still is. Sorry about that. Thank you.
That's that wiki.
I see you. There's one correction. Said Kavanaugh had sexually assaulted her when she was 15 and he was 17. She stated that in the early 80s, Kavanaugh and a guy named Mark Judge, who was, I guess, one of his homies, were friends from Georgetown Prep School. They basically got her in a bedroom at a house party, pinned her to the bed, I guess groped her, ground against her, tried to pull her clothes off, and... covered her mouth as she was screaming.
Yeah. Turn the music up.
Turn the music up real loud. So they were having a confirmation hearing about this, and I kept seeing beer coming up. I didn't get the SNL reference you guys did, and then we started to watch, Squee. I guess, the real hearing.
Mm-hmm. Squee. Squee's one of their homies who like to drink beer.
Well,
beer?
He was on mm-hmm. the calendar, so we know that he drank
yeah.
beer.
Right. So,
shout out to the calendar as well, because, yeah, you know, you can use that.
What's his name? Donkey Lips?
Wow.
Donkey Dong.
Nah, Donkey Lips was
Donkey
from,
Dong.
Thank you.
From Salute Your Shorts.
And that's from another movie.
Yeah, I see
that
you
was
though.
Salute Your Shorts.
And, I see you though.
And that was not in it.
Okay. That wasn't real life.
That was an SNL edition.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's awesome.
This whole nomination is for a Supreme Court justice, which, as we know, is a lifelong nomination.
Yeah.
Some old sons of bitches.
And so they're
still on that board.
I see you over there. Get it out, man.
No, it's cool.
Okay. Go ahead, Long.
And there are, I believe, four different women that have come out against Kavanaugh. I think one actually retracted. I could be wrong.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong.
Didn't realize there were four, dang.
Me neither.
I could be wrong. I thought there were four. Maybe.
I heard it got up to five at one point, but the thing is all these women don't want to testify because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thing is, with Dr. Ford, she's actually had to move out of her house.
Oh man,
because of death threats. So
the
death
the,
threats.
The death
thing,
threats.
The thing kind of going back and forth here is the Republican, the GOPs are saying, "Well, this is you're dragging a good man through the ground over something that happened a long time ago, allegedly, with no proof."
You don't say.
And why didn't she bring this up earlier? Which we don't really need to have that discussion, I don't think. But we probably do. But so just for a little bit of history here, she did not just come out and say this for this. Like, it wasn't like he was nominated and then the Democrats just used this. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not even necessarily true because we don't know.
Well, she actually said that once his name was starting to float around, then that's when she decided that she needs to say something to somebody.
So
before he was the actual nominee, but just when his name was being mentioned.
So back to what I so yeah. So she had went to therapy apparently in 2012 or 13 with her husband and actually talked about this. Mm-hmm. So this isn't just something that they, you know, it's not just some random, you know, allegation. Like Jay Moore said, once she saw that his name was up for a potential nominee, mm-hmm. that's when she sent a letter to her senator, I believe, mm-hmm. And did not want to be revealed. Apparently the letter got out, and then after it got out, then she spoke out. So that's kind of how that went. The GOP is kind of using this, trying to politicize it a little bit, saying that they're trying to say that the Democrats are treating, like, just using anything to bring him down. Now, I don't know if there's any validity to that, but it doesn't take away from the fact that this probably happened. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I follow you.
So yeah, that's just more of the backstory based upon.
Spools, jump in. You got any thoughts on this, just as a whole?
No, I think it's just like I don't know. it kind of points out some of the things that we've talked about before on this podcast. I feel like, as far as, I mean, you know, obviously, I don't think anyone's going to be perfect that you pick, and mm-hmm. I think this happens on both sides, like people's past get picked apart, you know what I mean, things like that, but this is pretty legit, man. And like, I think it's one of those things that, while it seems to be something that, like, I mean, everybody, like, sometimes, you know, talks about how it's such a a big thing right now, the whole sexual, I mean, like, it should always be a thing, you know what I mean? Like, that's it's just, you know, that you need to own your behavior.
Yep.
and it's unfortunate that we continue to not see that happen, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. But it is new, especially for the older white men.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of part the part of, like, what we talk about sometimes. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, it just, like, the way that he acted, like, from what I saw, sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my gum.
Yeah, he was showing out.
Definitely. Well, it was also, I remember I actually watched it live. I was working from home that day. And I sat there and watched this guy go in between tears to rage, and it was just also, if Dr. Ford had acted in the same manner, she would be considered hysterical and incredible.
Good point.
But to see this man talk about how much beer he liked to drink and to start crying, I was like, this is like, imagine going to your any job interview you've ever had and not answer the questions you're asked, start crying and talk about how much you enjoy beer and answer questions with questions, and then expect to get the job,
right?
Like, that was outrageous to me. But then also, I don't want to say aside from the,
plus he's a judge.
Yeah, and he's a judge.
That's what he's, you know.
Yeah, and so I'm like,
exactly.
You can't express yourself any better than this. This is the most even tempered you can be when you know this is on television.
Yeah.
And also, one of the things that is bothersome to me, and we're not talking about this because of these sexual abuse allegations.
Yeah,
is that, you know, all the other Supreme Court justices on both Republican and Democrat have released 100% of their records that are close to it from their public life. Now, this guy worked in George W. Bush's White House.
Mm.
And for whatever reason, only about 10% of all the documents pertaining to his time there were released before in advance of the hearings. And then they released a whole bunch of stuff after, like thousands and thousands of pages, where they had no chance to actually review this stuff. Where, you know, we should really be concerned with how quickly the Republicans are trying to get this guy on the bench. And the crazy thing is when you do a lot of goalpost moving, which is what they've done, they're like, oh, well, we got to hurry up and do this. We can't let this seat just sit open. I was like, Merrick Garland, you had no problem leaving that seat open when and basically stealing a Supreme Court appointee from Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You let him seat sit open for almost a year.
Yeah, Mike. Mike, what do you think?
But now
about
it's
all
just now it's just a rush to judgment.
I'm asleep, and I'll be honest, I haven't followed it like you guys have, so I can admit that. I actually need to go watch the entire hearing itself. I didn't see it when you guys saw it, so I can't say too much other than what I read, because, you know, I wouldn't be able to give you much information.
On what you understand about this person, what do you think about?
Well, I agree with what you said about it's unfortunate that it brings up something that we seem to revisit, right? It's a lot of the same things that we've revisited over our 100 episodes. And we actually have also talked about, I guess, in my opinion, how unstable he looks as someone that's being appointed as a position of this height, like this magnitude, like someone that's trying to be
lifetime
at this level, a lifetime. Exactly. Like, you look mad unstable, in my opinion, to be going from crying to this to that. Like, that's not a good look. That's not a good look.
What I want to add is just the simple fact that, I mean, like, we already know he's a judge.
Yep.
And he's, the way he's going about this proceeding is just very awkward. Like, imagine someone coming into his courtroom with the proof that he had. He had a calendar.
Facts.
So imagine someone coming before
him. A paper
him
calendar.
With a calendar
from 1983.
To prove that they were in this place or weren't here, and
he jotted
down all this stuff. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. You know good and well that doesn't fly.
But that doesn't, yeah.
But to his, to his defense, I mean, it is innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yeah.
Only if you look a certain way.
Well,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I see what you're saying.
I'm not disagreeing with the, right. with the historical, you know, but that's what it is supposed to be, right? Which we're going to talk about that a little bit. I just want to echo one more thing that you said, is that this isn't like, he's not applying to be the manager at Amazon or even an engineering position. This is like a judge position, and he's got serious allegations against the credibility of his character, and that it's, yeah.
And I actually heard a Republican senator come out today. I wish I could remember exactly who it was, because I would flame them. Actually say we need to hurry up and have a vote before anything else comes out.
Yeah, that's like the political side of all this too, man. And that's the part that, like, that makes me become, I don't know, just this, want to distance myself from a lot of this too, because it's like hearing stuff like that, like that this vote has such a big impact on people, you know what
that's
I mean,
right?
Like,
call.
It's like, well, let's hurry up and get what we want. Like,
yeah, and the thing is, I'm just saying, I've
not like, let's hurry up and hear about
what's going on
and all that. Like, it's just like, we need to
get it over with.
Let's not hurry up and get more proof and more information. Let's just hurry up and have a vote
so we can sway the Supreme Court.
That's a good point, Spoon.
And also, like I said, I've had my dealings with the criminal justice system, and I understand what a court inside of a courtroom looks like. If you showed up with a calendar from whenever
for a freaking traffic ticket
ticket and said I couldn't have been doing that, I was at Spool's house
playing
NBA. It says it, and it says here I also did not rob a liquor store this day. It says that in red ink, so that
was sweet.
And this is per my calendar.
Yes, per my calendar. So can I go home now?
Can we talk about one more thing out this real quick?
Go ahead.
So can we speak on, go into a little bit more detail on the guilty and innocent and the innocent until proven guilty. Can we elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
You made the point. Go ahead.
But I want to ask Terry about that, because I want you to elaborate a little bit more on what you meant by what you said.
All right. So the reason why I said this, and by no means is this is a disclaimer saying that I'm not GN for people that have cases going on and things like that. But for example, Mr. Bill Cosby. Was convicted and has been given his prison term or prison sentence.
And just for the record, that's a mandatory 3 years.
3 to 10.
But it says 3 to 10. He must serve the initial three.
Is it federal?
State.
State. Yeah.
Okay. So you have him.
Out of curiosity, California.
Pennsylvania, I believe.
Pennsylvania. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Sure.
So you have him he had a lot piled up against him. He never once said he didn't do what he was accused of doing either. And that kind of goes to like some people that are saying, well, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He said he did do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let's let it be. He did it. But the difference between his case and the Kavanaugh case is he was deemed guilty beforehand. Even though he did admit to certain things, he didn't necessarily admit to rape, but the things leading up to that are evidence as far as leading to rape. You know what I'm saying? But Kavanaugh, on the other hand, they're giving him a pass, and they want to hurry up and get it over with so they can continue with moving him on, not to go to jail,
right?
But to serve on the Supreme Court. That's what I mean as far as the whole innocent until proven guilty from that aspect, just because there's a correlation with both of those cases going on right now. You have one man that's about to serve 3 to 10 years for rape. You have another person that is not going to be convicted because it's not a court trial. It's just a proceeding. What is it?
I'm not even sure what
was listed on the
so something about the confirmation.
Confirmation hearing.
Well, see, we actually already had the confirmation. This was just an additional hearing.
Post confirmation.
It's not anything that he's going to be tried for. It's pretty much correct.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
like
going to go
saying.
Home and sleep in his bed tonight.
Exactly.
No question.
And that's the whole kind of innocent to proven guilty thing, so, because there was years that span between now and that case, and there was years that span between now and the Bill Cosby case as well.
I think
there are similarities. But
I think what you're really going with is everyone saying, oh, that was so long ago. Why are we bringing that up? But like when it comes to Bill Cosby, it was like, I don't care how long ago it was.
Right? Yeah. So it's still at the end of the day, it's still a Me Too movement.
You were going to say something there?
If you want to be.
I was just going to. With what you're saying, you're not necessarily saying that there's anything wrong with innocent until proven guilty. You're just pointing out the double standard.
Right, right.
And I think that's the important part to say. You know, nobody is saying that that's not an important part of, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, that's definitely
constitution. Mm-hmm. But
I like that.
As you guys were talking about that, it made me think. So I actually honestly think like money plays a huge part in this too, and public image and all that stuff, because Darren Sharper not too long ago got caught up, if I'm not mistaken, drugging women and raping them.
Football player, right?
And he got life.
Yep.
Did he get life? I think, was it life?
Double check that.
Yeah.
I've only got 1% on my phone.
I'll fact check that, but I think Spools is correct.
Yeah,
on that.
But he got a nice. He's sitting down for a nice
long time.
But this is just something I want to clear up, and this is, we're going to get into this because everyone says, oh, you know, Bill Cosby, he's in there for rape. This is the thing. It's a sexual assault case. He did not, this for the who he was on trial for, he did not rape this woman.
I'm sure there's a huge difference between Derek Sharper and Cosby's cases. Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to say they're the same.
Because
but.
It's like everyone wants to use the word sexual assault and rape interchangeably. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm G-ing for either type of behavior,
right.
But you know, we can't always, we have to speak with nuance sometimes and actually pay attention to our words, because they mean a lot.
Let's set the table with Andrea Constant, because this is who actually was with
because she was
Senator
actually
Cosby.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
And she's saying, and this is what this is per CNN, it says Constant has maintained that in 2004 Cosby gave her pills to help her relax. But the pills left her body limp and paralyzed. She says it was then that Cosby sexually assaulted her in his Philadelphia home. So that is basically what she's saying. And then that's when everybody else came in, and you get all other people echoing the same thing. All of the stories were similar.
Yeah. And so like the actual, like, because I read when reading through the transcript, it was like while she was apparently drugged, because apparently that's his MO, he touched her breasts. And of course, put her hand on his crotch, and that was what happened. So, while foul behavior, you know what I'm saying? I'm not G-ing for any of that. You cannot say that. You know, whenever I hear he was convicted of rape, I understand where people are angry and they feel, but we have, like I said, words matter. He wasn't convicted of rape.
And I also think sometimes what people are convicted of and what they did. Or some
so was
two
it,
different
was
things.
Well, technically sexual assault.
It was sexual assault, definitely. But you know, it was the same thing when like people talk about the Tupac case back in the 90s.
Yeah,
that wasn't. They
I always heard
like
sexual assault.
It was sexual assault. Yep. He got convicted because of the rape charges he was cleared of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was convicted. In the paperwork. It was like
sodomy.
No, he was cleared of that.
Okay, that's where he was charged
with
sodomy.
People bring that up, but he was actually convicted of unlawful touching of the buttocks. Mm-hmm. That's what it says in the court documents.
Yep.
And they sent him to Rikers Island for that.
Damn.
But just think about this. They gave Tupac bail, but they didn't give Tupac. They didn't give Bill Cosby bail.
Bill Cosby is, and I may have been naive in terms of what I thought was going to happen. I thought he was going to get convicted. Like I didn't see him, you know what I'm saying, like getting out of this. But I also thought, I'm coming to you, Spoos. Yeah. But I also thought it would be a situation where he's, you know what I'm saying, he's going blind, he's 81 years old. I'm thinking they were going to do just the house arrest and then just call it a day. But that may have been me being naive, because they definitely walked him right out and took him right to the facility. So, like I said, maybe that's just me being naive. Jump in, Spoos.
I think there's a lot we don't know that goes on behind the scenes as far as a lot of this stuff is concerned as well.
True. Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that Bill Cosby's, you know, in his 80s, I think the fact that Bill Cosby is like this beloved American character, I think the fact that Bill Cosby's got a lot of money all helped Bill Cosby in getting 3 to 10 years and not something or more. I think the fact that he might have been convicted of doing what you just said,
right,
doesn't mean that that's all he did. I don't think that any of this would have been in the news for the last like 2 years like it has been and all that if all he did was touch one woman, make one woman touch his crotch, right?
Jump in, Jay.
Now, do I understand like how race could come into all of this? Absolutely, I do. Like, I'm not absolutely not blind to that, and I'm sure it has. I guarantee it has. Like, it's plain to see in some ways it has. But I think Bill Cosby also, like, you know,
what it
I'm
is
glad
is
you
is
that too, Spoos.
There was a lot of women that came forward as far as Bill Cosby is concerned. So nothing was sticking. Mm-hmm. So when they found something that would incriminate him and be something that they could take him to trial for, that's what they use. Mm-hmm. So this particular case is pretty much the one case that accumulates all of the other cases in other people's eyes. Mm-hmm. Not literally per se, right, but you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out here and you did this, I mean, there was women saying he did something to them who were just pretty much jumping on the bandwagon. But there was some validity to the stories. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he admitted to giving women quaaludes and relaxing mm-hmm. them and things like that. And this particular case just happened to stick. And that's the reason why I believe he was convicted.
Well, also, I think part of it is, like, for a lot of people, they're satisfied by this because on a karmic level, they feel like Bill Cosby is supposed to be in jail mm-hmm. for all yeah. the things he's allegedly done. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, this is still America, and we don't put people in jail
right.
because they just because we feel they deserve it. Now, like I said, he admitted to these things, but part of what I'm, like, I can feel like Cosby needs to be in jail, but also be bothered by certain things and how they put him in jail. Like
sure,
I said,
absolutely.
It was supposed to be a sealed deposition, and the judge, the only reason why he unsealed the deposition is because he saw Bill Cosby in taking a moral position on something and felt, well, how can this man who I know admitted to giving quaaludes to women speak on as a moral compass for anybody? So it was almost right. done out of spite.
Yeah.
So after that came out, that's when prosecutors were able to go ahead and form a criminal case. So I can be very much bothered by that process and still think Bill Cosby is a piece of shit that needs to be in jail.
For sure.
But at the same time, you know, if that's the standard that we're going to have, because the thing is, because it was like, wait a minute, this was a sealed deposition. A judge just on a whim decides he's going to unseal it. And that leads to me being criminally convicted. Like regardless of how you feel about Bill Cosby, that should bother a lot more people than it does. But because it's Bill Cosby and people feel on a karmic level he got what he deserved, they're not really that upset about it.
There are a lot of people that are, to his point, it's almost like you can't dissect the case for what it is and take everything into consideration when you voice your opinion on it. It's either you're glad that he's there or you're basically trying to absolve him of what he did. Like, nobody wants to use the gray area to be able to be like, okay, I still think he's supposed to be in jail, but there are also XYZ that I feel we could at least look at or talk about and discuss. But I'm seeing so many people that are just like cut and dry, like, nah, I don't want to hear about the rest of it.
Hashtag free Bill Cosby.
That's what
I'm like,
saying.
Get out of here with that.
You know what, man? I wish we lived, and I'm not saying anything bad or good about Bill Cosby, just be honest with you. Like, I wish we didn't live in a society where we were talking about this. That's fair. That this really kind of like, and by that I mean, either we would talk about everybody who got arrested for something like this or nobody who did, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Because
I
didn't feel like it, you know, because everybody kept trying to bring race into it and all this. And I didn't buy that until
I saw him get sentenced to 3 years, because then I started thinking about how Brock Turner only got
absolutely
6 months and only had to serve 3 in county jail.
Yep,
didn't even go to, and he didn't and, do Fat Albert,
and he did not do picture pages. But and he, the thing is, he was actually raping a woman behind the dumpster who was passed out, and the judge said, "I don't want to ruin this young man's
don't
life.
Don't want to ruin
man.
This young man's life."
And
think
then
about
I
that,
saw
though.
I see another case in Alaska just this past week. It happened on the same the verdict came down the same day. This guy kidnaps a woman, and kidnap like get in the car, and then winds up doing some foulness. I'm not going to get too much into it.
Okay.
But you know what? They gave him probation. I saw a woman who sexually assaulted one of her male students. They didn't even take her teacher certificate. So I'm like, what? But the thing is, when I hear those things, I'm not thinking, oh, Bill Cosby needs to be free. I'm thinking, why didn't they throw the book at those other people?
Jumping right.
So it goes all the way to the leadership that we have. And yes. all the way up to the top. So yep. When you listen to Trump's press conference today, and he says, well, all these allegations they're just, what do you say?
He's making it hard for young men in this country.
Essentially.
Man. Because of all the allegations.
you want to talk about ringing the...
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
some
right?
That's some
please.
That's
yeah. Some I mean, so it goes all the way to the top. I don't know if we really need to talk about this anymore. I mean,
nah,
I think we covered
cool.
all the angles.
No,
yeah.
I think think we covered the bases. Like, but it's just like Spool said. It's just we wish we didn't have to talk about something like this. And it's bigger than Bill Cosby, and it's bigger than you know the Supreme
point.
Court. It's a problem. It's an American problem, and until people stop looking at it through their own political lens or their own racial or whatever lens that you want to look at it through and just say, hey, you can't do this to women. And when you are convicted of it, you can't just let these people go.
Exactly.
Yeah, and talk and worry about, oh, don't worry about their life. Worry about the victim's life.
It's a historical male patriarch.
Yeah.
You know, it's bigger than America, really.
Yeah.
Oh, and way bigger than America. This is a problem everywhere in the world.
And so, you know, I would just say, listen to women.
And I think we're going to end it right there.
Don't be a moron.
Yeah, period. Let's jump into a little music. Shout out to North, South, East, adjacent, West. Memphis, suburbs.
Unincorporated.
Bill Street? Isn't that the famous street down there? Shout out to them as well. We don't want any problems in that area. Yep. I still want to get barbecue when I come down there.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Shout out to Memphis. We love y'all. So, Mr. West.
Mr. West actually didn't drop any music. So
he didn't drop any music.
It was anticipated that he would. Though.
He's associated with music.
He was dancing on SNL in a Pepto-Bismol bottle or something.
Was
right?
It Perrier? Perrier water bottle.
Yeah, he and was
Lil
it Lil Pump?
Yeah. Lil Pump
were both dressed
up
as water bottles.
Fiji smokes. Water bottles.
Don't they have a video like that now?
Yeah,
they're dressed up like some.
Well, they're like dressed up in like
boxes.
Like yeah, like a blocky type. Shoulders. What's that video game the kids like where they build a bunch of shit?
Yeah,
Minecraft. Tetris.
Minecraft.
Yeah, I think that's
school,
Tetris, bro.
Yeah.
Not us as
Tetris.
Kids.
Yeah, yeah right. Yeah.
Tetris
the
was
new
cold.
Kids.
Not
the
25
kids.
Years ago.
Nah,
30 years ago.
What do you say, Minecraft?
Minecraft.
So they're pretty much dressed up like the Minecraft dudes, but on SNL, they're in water bottle costumes.
So,
go ahead.
Kanye decided to be Kanye at the end. Luckily, Chris Rock, well, not luckily, let me take that back. Chris Rock happened to be in the crowd as his rant was cut. This is after the performances, and he had performed with Kid Cudi. I'm cool on all those joints that came out anyway. It was Ghosts, whatever them song. You know the songs we talked about.
I like
about.
That song,
though. I'm cool. So, Kanye, after he performed his records, somebody let him cook. Somebody had the bright idea to say, you know what? Go ahead and take the mic. We're going to let you cook as we ride out.
No, I think he just did it.
I think somebody handed it to him, though.
Well, no, because
he had the mic.
No, because I watched the show live, and the thing is, usually the musical guest gets to perform twice.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the show, they bring everybody, that's like, hey, thanks for coming out. And then like Kanye comes on, and like that was planned.
Yeah.
So he performs a third song, it too was whack. But then, like
that.
After, you know, they cut the broadcast just because of time. You know, he goes on this whole rant about how you know, why he had to wear, he was being bullied for wearing his MAGA hat.
I got the quotes. Yeah. So Chris Rock actually was in the crowd. It was his footage that went viral.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I pulled a couple quotes, right? So he said he's saying this sounding like a 5-year old. Like, they bullied me backstage. They bullied me. They bullied me backstage.
Of all the people,
they bullied me. They told me not to wear the hat. So he's ranting about, they told me not to wear the hat. They bullied me. Then he said, y'all talking about the sunken place.
Hold up. Can we just talk about how arrogant of a statement they bullied me
They
is?
Bullied me. Like, that's mad arrogant.
He's supposed to be on this life-changing movement,
free
right?
thinking, love. Anyway, anyways, I think this is all a part of a rollout. But
this is
He also says, y'all want to see this. He said, y'all talk about the sunken place. He says, y'all want to see the sunken place? Okay, I'll listen to y'all. Then he pauses and says, or I can put my Superman cape on, which was the hat. He puts the hat back on and he says, think with your heart, not with your mind. That's how we are controlled. And I'm like, this is just like the demise of someone, just watching the demise of someone that was
this is like somebody that read the first chapter of like a book of trying to like find yourself, but didn't read the rest of the book.
Mm-hmm. Fam, I'm literally watching fam drown. Like, this is like it. Like, it's a wrap. Like, I'm cool on all of this political talk from you. I'm actually not that excited. Don't really care about the music that's going to come out. I'll listen to it, but there is no anticipation for me with Kanye, and I'll throw it out to y'all.
No comments on it.
This is where I'm at. I hope everything that he does for Chicago is dope. That's what I'm about. The kids in Chicago, helping the people in Chicago, mm-hmm. getting with, you know, G Herbo, getting with Mickey Halstead, getting with all those cats. GLC, you know what I'm saying? Get one of all those guys and helping the city of Chicago. TG,
Bo Deal.
We see you, Spools. Yeah, good call. Right. Bump J. All these mm-hmm. guys, getting back into the city and actually helping the youth and helping that city grow and prosper and teach those kids. Like, I'm with all that. I'm pretty much cool on everything else. The music, if it's dope, I'll say it's dope. But for me, there's no anticipation. I'm cool on everything else. All the comments. The only time I will reference them is if we have to talk about it as a topic.
We never have to.
Fair enough. Then we don't have to anymore. Jump in, Long.
No, I don't have anything to say.
That's where I'm at. J-Div?
Go ahead. Just let it rip, man.
I mean, at this point, I don't really have a whole lot to say either.
This is my I yield my time to J-Div.
I saw you. Yeah. I saw you.
Yeah, man. It's
tough, man.
It's tough. You know, because, like I said, I seem like I keep seeing, like, a glimmer of hope, like, leading up to the album that was supposed to come out. And that's what really fucks me up. So he got on SNL. This album was supposed to come out right after the show.
Right.
And rather than actually dropping the album, he used that time to be back on that bullshit. Like, he said when he got to Chicago, what did he say? I'm out of the sunken place, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He said that. Then as soon as the promo for Saturday Night Live came out, he's wearing a Free Hoover sweatshirt,
mm-hmm.
which is Chicago shit. Everybody know what that
Larry
is.
Larry Hoover.
Yep.
But he was donning a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so you were supposed to be out of the sunken place. I G'd for the Free Hoover sweatshirt. I like that. But that hat, though. So we gonna play both sides of the fence.
He did the same thing with a cap joint as well.
With a what?
Kaepernick. He had a joint that said something about Kaepernick, but he was still rocking the hat. There were two pictures that came out.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
He was trying to. He also made the suggestion that Kaepernick needs to go to the White House.
Yeah, he said he called Trump.
Yep. So he can get him into the White House so they can just take. He said take out all of the SOB stuff and just get right to the source so we can have love and talk about what's going on.
Yeah, who started that? I'm not going for it. But anyway, Kanye, man, I really want to dig what's going on with you, but it's just, you just keep going back to the bullshit. And it's more about you parading around and wanting to say stuff that gives people a rise or makes you sound intelligent. And you have other people that follow you that are really listening to what you're saying, and they're trying to make it make sense for their own agenda. You know what I'm saying? Have y'all seen
exactly,
that?
Because I know exactly what
you're
saying.
They don't want to distance themselves from him just in case he gets back into his artistic bag.
I could care less about his personal True. Views. You know what I'm saying? I really don't care about you wanting to have this run in 2020. You're not going to make it. I mean,
yeah.
That's simple fact. Nobody's going to vote you into office because
Who's that?
he gets in a place. You said, who is that?
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
You're in a place where people are asking you questions and you do these long pauses and then you get upset when people try to move the conversation on. He's like, no, let me think. That's what happened on TMZ.
But here's the thing, though. He's promoting free thinking, but the free thinking is not being executed correctly because it's not thought out free thinking. It's you're just blurting out stuff, and then you have to go back and play the correction game the next day.
He's not emotionally stable thing. enough to run for office.
No. I agree.
This is my thing. Neither with is that. Trump, if you feel a certain type of way about something, if you ask me a question, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done my due diligence as far as researching all of these points that I'm making. So if you ask me a question about this point I just made, I don't need to sit there and take the moment in to figure out what I'm going to say.
Right.
Now, I understand that maybe he can't articulate it like he wants to because he's definitely guilty of saying things the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if you feel a certain way about something, you need to be able to voice that rather than trying to come up with an idea at that moment to try to make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to be vocal about it.
Right.
You know, like you can have your thoughts and not understand what exactly you're going to say if we're having a conversation here off the air, you know, with your friends and stuff. But if you're going to get out there and protest your words as gospel, then you should know what you're talking about.
Be accountable with your reach.
Yeah,
your
and he's not saying anything new.
Your reach is he has a reach that travels mountains, man. But you have to be accountable with your reach. And right now he's not being accountable by the things that he's saying. So that's why I said with me, if the music is dope, I'll rock with it. But I'm all about the city of Chicago, and that's pretty much it. I'm cool on everything
else. Well, see, this is the thing. At this point, Kanye West music is not good enough for me to really pay much attention to his unhinged and uninformed rants.
That's fair.
He's like someone who does a 10-minute book report but didn't read the book. And
got the wrong cliff notes.
Yeah. You know, like he
didn't even bring him in his backpack.
Yeah. And
isn't even cliff notes.
Yeah. And the thing is, each and every one of us probably has someone in our lives, whether it be a coworker or a family member, who has a conservative political viewpoint. But whether we agree with those people or not, they could at least articulate why they have that viewpoint. They came to it through some sort of exploration through just some, they were able to come to these conclusions through some sort of thought process. Like I said, we may not agree with it, but at least they can vocalize where they're coming from. Kanye West just expresses things that he doesn't think people will agree with for the sake of not being with the mainstream.
Well, he also doesn't think that people understand.
The thing is, we completely understand, and we understand that you're wrong.
But that's
not that you're wrong, but the fact that how you came to those, you're saying things that are so diametrically opposed to one another.
It doesn't make
sense.
You
can't have on a Free Hoover shirt and then have on a Make America Great hat. Those things have nothing to do with
each other. And then bring up abolishing the 13th Amendment. That's what really gets me.
But to your point, he had to go back and amend himself. Like he said, he had to come back, double back, and say, oh, I meant to say, or I should have said, amend. Which goes back to your point about you really just out here talking and you're not thinking.
Yeah, because somebody probably pulled his card on that and was like, oh, gosh, I didn't realize that.
But mm-hmm. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go
Maybe
ahead,
Maybe I should watch a documentary about that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
we've
addressed that documentary on the show.
Facts.
In one of the 101 episodes that we recorded.
Facts.
It's in there. But my whole thing is stop trying to appease everybody because that's what it sounds like to me. I'm going to put on this hat. I'm still hip hop. I'm going to wear this Hoover sweatshirt. I'm still for black people, but I really like Trump. And I keep hearing a lot of people saying, back to the Trump thing, I hate to go back to it, but they're always like, well, rappers all G for Trump until he became president.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of someone changing? You know what I'm saying? So if you change and now you're not a representation of me. Mm-hmm. You pretty much, it's almost like a cultural vulture, for lack of better words. It's like I'm going to rub elbows with y'all right now. And then when I get to the point where I need to be,
yeah,
then I'm going to distance myself from you all. And I'm going to change. I'm going to change my viewpoints. I think he changed to a certain extent.
Jump in, Spools, because that was going to be my question.
Well, hold on. Let me finish the statement, though. He changed to a certain extent, not the person that he is, because he's always been that flamboyant, I'm rich, I can do whatever I want to do. He got on Oprah back in the 80s and said, he talked about running. If I run, I'm going to make it.
Actually, let me just, because actually they did the research on that. He didn't actually say that. That was just something that it circulated so much.
He said something similar to that, because I actually seen the clip.
Okay. He might go, but I remember there was a meme going around. It was like, I'd run as a Republican.
The meme was false.
Yeah, not the meme itself, but he actually said he didn't want to be president.
He said that,
but he said that if he ran, he would win.
He would only run if he knew that he could win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's crazy? People forget he made a presidential run in 2000 as a Democrat.
Yep.
Go ahead, Spools.
Oh no, I don't think he's changed a whole lot. To your point, I know you're not saying he's like changed fundamentally as a person.
No, no,
but I don't think he has like one bit. I think he's just continued to be the same kind of individual he is now.
Well, what happened was,
we're talking about Donald Trump or Kanye West at this
point? Donald Trump. I'll talk about Kanye, but if you want to.
No, Donald Trump. We just know more about him now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to actually.
Like, we didn't know anything about him when people were shouting him out and shopping around.
People were talking about him because he had money. Yeah. So, one of the elements of hip hop is having money. So, he aspired to be a businessman that has money. So, they used Trump as an example. Now, once Trump began his idea to run or whatnot, he then relinquished his true colors.
Right.
Told you exactly who he was, what he was about, what
hip-hop
he's going to do.
Very, can be, especially on the commercial level, be very capitalist.
Capitalist, you know, aspirational.
So, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But as far as Kanye is concerned, like, I just can't take him seriously any longer. Okay. I probably haven't taken him seriously for the last couple of years. I was interested to hear some of the music. I've never thought, I guess back to our unpopular, like, opinion, rap opinion, hip-hop opinions from back, like, some episodes ago. But I've never been a huge Kanye fan. We've talked about this before.
Right.
I've appreciated his production. Never thought he was that great of a MC or rapper. Good for making, I guess, like, commercial, more poppy type hip-hop, I guess you could say.
He got a handful of classics, but I'm just...
No, it's hard to take him seriously at all. Now he's become this like sideshow. Like, mm-hmm. What crazy things Kanye gonna say next? Like, it has nothing to do with his music. That's like secondary, seemingly. It's hard to relate to him when he does. Like, when I do listen to what he has to say.
Yeah.
The only times I could really relate to him is when his mom passed, just because my mom passed about 12 years ago. You know what I mean? So, I could relate to him for a while, but anymore, I just have a hard time. He doesn't make sense to me. He just doesn't, you know, it doesn't connect for me. He's so into himself. It's ridiculous.
Like, he is. And I kind of think
that's always been the same. Like, that's always been there.
I think that's why too, the album did not come out, because he's into himself.
Yeah. He might have Lil some Wayne legitimate issues, but he has access to so many resources. Like, people around him need to like care about him then, and like get him away from any like
that's supposed
TMZ.
To be why he went to Chicago, you but know? We see what he's doing. But I think one of the reasons the album didn't come out is because Lil Wayne's album dropped.
That's exactly why I think it didn't come
and
out.
And he said that I'm going to be number two because my brother Lil Wayne is coming out, and pretty much giving him the pass to be number one for your album coming out. So to me, that's weird. So you know that Lil Wayne's album is coming out. You was gung-ho when 50's joint was dropping.
Right.
That was a long time ago. Though.
Still, regardless.
Yeah, when we all still cared.
Yeah. We still actually went out and bought the CDs or whatnot. But he finds that out, and now all of a sudden you're on this press tour. You're not talking anything about the album. You're just talking about your political views.
And then when he met with the lead guy from TMZ, he flipped it again. This goes right back to the free thinking concept of finding something to say at the perfect time. Mm-hmm. He says, "Nah, I decided to push the album back because we are going to be using sounds that people have never heard before. We're going to be talking about people that are body shamed. We're going to be talking about people, women being shamed for sleeping with X amount of people in their lives.
So we're, family.
We're just going to go. I see what you did there.
Damn. Featuring, what's his ex name?
And then,
Amber Rose.
Amber yeah. Rose featuring then, Amber Rose.
And then he says, yeah, so we're going to go to Africa and finish the album up just so I can be outside and just set the microphone up and just hear all the elements outside. I'm that's like, Sam.
Man, if the album is done, man, put it out.
I wouldn't
work on the next one.
Thank you.
Work on the next one.
Checkmate.
I'm not going on the all of a sudden going to Africa because you wanted to finish the
he
album.
He didn't name a country. He just said Africa, right?
He said Africa.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to Africa. So
Africa's
I'm,
a continent, B.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
He's just gonna fly around.
Yeah, he's gonna fly. Around.
Let's skip I'm over Kanye, man. I think we've talked he's just about Kanye. Fly around. Let's talk about Lil Wayne, whose album just dropped.
Yeah, let's talk about some music that came out. Actually, came out.
Carter Five.
I didn't
Carter
like it. Five. I'll defer to my time.
I'll reclaim ahead, my time.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm reclaiming.
Preference it a little bit.
I can make my time short after you preface it. But go ahead.
So we all know Wayne's had his issues, and he's been through the ups and downs with Baby. Blah. Blah, got released, got his bread, cool. So finally got a chance to drop the Carter 5, the fifth one in his Carter series. And I thought it was, I gave it, when I saw you, I gave it the term solid.
You said it was solid.
I said solid.
Yeah. Did you?
As I listened to it more, it's starting to go a little bit below solid because I gave it another a run.
What's below solid for you?
Below solid would be
not solid.
It's
liquid.
It's cool. Below solid would be it's cool.
Below solid is cool.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Just for me because solid means I was feeling better about it.
I want to see your like, I want to see your whole writing skill.
I'll write it out for you
should,
one day.
We right. should come up with
give
that.
It like a 2.2
ish.
Yeah, you know had to put it on a number scale. 10 out of 10.
6.5. Maybe.
That's generous.
Wow.
Somewhere in there. And it's just because, like, Wayne is still clever. I'm not going to front on him. He still put the words together. Like, right. He still got bars. I ain't going to front on him with that.
If you say so.
But a lot of it was just, it's just a little too much for me, man. Like, I just, singy, you know, crooning, a lot of that. I was cool, man. Like, it's okay. It's just, it's cool. Uh-huh. It's cool now. I'm what? Not going to you because I know what you're going to say.
What's your 10 out of 10 rating, Sean?
From stop, what you've heard.
From what I've heard, yes. I don't really have a rating. I'll just say this. It was very hip-hop ballady. I don't like hip-hop ballads.
You've got to have a rating out of 10.
Then 0, because I'm never going to listen to it again.
All right.
That's what I was looking for.
Here's the thing. I've never been a Wayne fan. I've never hated him, but I've never been a fan. Terry brought this point up on Saturday, I think, when we were talking. He was like, it's boring. It's just a boring project. Like it doesn't have a lot of emotion in it. Well, let me rephrase
that.
There's tons of emotion. There's tons of emotion. There's just none of the emotion that you would expect, I guess, from Lil Wayne, which is fine. But as somebody who's not a fan in the first place, it didn't really do anything for me. I really was hoping to like the Mona Lisa song after hearing people talk about it, but that song was trash to me. So yeah.
It was a bad version of a story to tell. Like where yeah the whole thing it was just but it, imagine a story to tell by Notorious B.I.G. but it's not entertaining.
I actually want to see the visual for that. I thought it was cool,
but
that's me.
But again, like it's hip-hop ballads and I don't like hip-hop ballads. It's the same argument with Eminem. I didn't care for
Kendrick's verse. Everybody was talking about Kendrick bodied it. I was like I'm cool on it.
All right, you want me to go?
Go ahead, young man.
Tell me when to go.
I can't give it a number because nice, I didn't Terry. Listen to it like that.
Hey,
that,
at least you honest.
Yeah,
you know, at least you honest.
24 songs deep. Got the same number. Oh,
23.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lupe's was 24.
There you go.
Which was
we're
a dope
make
album.
Fun of that like we do E-40's music? Or?
E-40 put out like 50.
Well, he puts out, yeah.
Just
at least double that. At least double that.
But to Spool's point, I did dock it for being a little long. That was a part of my rating.
I still haven't listened to Lupe's either.
Carter 5. As Sean said, I think it is a little on the boring side. In my opinion. Now, I do think Wayne is rapping pretty decent on this album.
He can still rap.
I've rocked with Lil Wayne since Hot Boys.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But this album is just like, it's not, okay, 23 tracks. It's almost like you're trying to make up ground for all that time that this album has been on the shelf.
Agreed. And
it's obviously not the same album that got shelved with 4 or 5 years ago.
Nope.
I mean, because it's featuring extension. He's on the first song after his mom leaves the voicemail talking about everybody's looking for the album, and she breaks down crying, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then you have his daughter featured on the album. You have a special delivery remix, might as well say. So 2003 is in effect.
Lone's favorite producer produced that. Shout out to Swizz Beatz.
Swizzy.
Swizzy. But yeah, that's like the highlight of the album.
Yeah.
That's the highlight of the album, though. How is a song from 2003? I hope that's right. 2003.
I like the remix. The remix was G-Dep. That was a G-Dep song, right?
Yeah, it was a G-Dep.
Right. There's a remix with Ghostface, right?
Ghostface, yes. And Craig Mack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I mean, that's kind of the highlight of the album. There are no songs that goes back to being able to play something out.
Yeah.
There is maybe two songs on there that you could play out as a DJ,
which is
the special delivery remix. I'm not even calling it the right name. And then there's a song featuring Ashanti and Mac Main.
Special delivery remix.
That one can possibly go in the club.
I like Dedicate, the one where he talked about how he influenced the game. He talked about that how he was talking decent. About Bloods.
I do like the last song on the album where he talks about him shooting himself.
Yeah, that was dope.
Well, I do like that song.
I mean, it just goes to what all you guys are saying. Like, I've never been a huge Wayne fan, but I've never been bored by his music. Like,
right.
Yeah. I just remember when everybody decided, oh, Lil Wayne is the next one, and then the Carter 3 came out, and when I first heard Lollipop, I was like, this is what everybody's so excited about? You know, but at least
he actually stole that song from somebody from that.
Facts.
But I actually, at least when I heard that and, like, Let the Beat Build and several other songs and Mr.
Then
Carter.
There were some dope songs.
I understood. I was like, okay, I get it. This isn't really my thing because one of the things I feel like Lil Wayne does is he rhymes a word with a word, usually a curse word or the N-word. And, like, people are like, oh, listen to him rhyme. I was like, that's not – he's just filling in words. Until he can rhyme bitch with bitch again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I pay attention to stuff like that, and I'm not impressed. But like I said, the special delivery remix, the song with Snoop.
The song with Snoop is
It was
dope.
Basically a remix of a song from The Chronic 2001.
Yeah. All his remixes are dope.
So I'm listening. Some of it sounds like mixtape records and not really great ones.
Yeah,
I heard a couple things, and I was like, okay, maybe that'll go with Tiki Bob's. But the rest of it, like I said, this is the first time I've just been bored by Wayne's music. Yeah. It was just a lot of mopey, like...
That's what's in right
over,
now.
Emo wave. Like I said, it was like Lil Wayne trying to do an
emo
Eminem
wave.
Record.
Yeah.
And I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
So, no, I wasn't impressed. I don't think... I listened to it specifically for the purpose of being on this show. And, like, of course, like I said, I'm still out. And I want to know what's popping in the culture on a commercial level. And I couldn't get into it, man. Like I said, now that I've listened to it for the show, I'll probably never pick it up again.
The joint is called Uproar.
Uproar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, special delivery.
What do you have to say about this album?
Not a whole lot. I only listened to a couple of the tracks. One of my unpopular hip-hop opinions that I actually stated back when we had that was about Lil Wayne and how unimpressive I've always found him to be in general.
You sure did.
So what I heard was right in line with how I've always felt about Lil Wayne in general. And I'm not, again, I'll say that I wouldn't take anything away from his success or influence or anything like that.
A lot of people out right now.
That's what I'm saying. So, but for better or worse, I would say worse. So, but no, he's the Bobcat Goldthwait of rap.
What you mean by that?
Spit a verse.
Right. Shout out to Police Academy 2. That was my joint.
Right.
Hey, yo.
Wayne got some good shit out there, but unfortunately, this
is like, that's the thing. Like,
no, for me,
like, I just
and
know
I'm not
that
dissing anybody there, but he just is that.
Shout out to Mahoney.
That's how it is for me too. Mahoney. Like, he's just never been tower. For me. So
let's talk about something else that came out. Logic dropped a pretty solid album. I think his album is solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's solid.
That's a definition of solid in my opinion.
Because I would listen to that again.
Yeah, I already have four. Yeah, that's a solid.
He has some
album.
Cuts on there. I'll give him that.
Now that
he tries too hard sometimes,
he does.
He didn't go the route that we normally talk about. He didn't do that.
He tried too hard in different ways, but
he went boom bap.
First of all, anybody that gets all the living members of Wu-Tang on one record, I'm giving you peace for that.
Yep.
So however he pulled
that off.
That's
why he's going to. That's why he's doing too much.
You. I'm giving him peace.
I don't think that's doing too much. I think that's pretty incredible. Yeah.
Like,
I think
to me, that's doing bucket too list much. Material.
I think he's doing. To me, that's just in line with the attention seeking behavior of his music.
You don't think it's dope to get all the living Wu-Tang members on the joint?
No, I think it's cool.
I think that's dope.
It's cool.
Like, it's all right. Like, I like the record. It's, you know, it's long. It's cool. It's very long, but it's Wu-Tang. You know what I mean? So it's verse, but. I don't know. Maybe I'm just giving him too. Maybe I'm giving him too hard of a time.
I look at it this way.
I like a lot of the records on there, though.
We've had the Logic conversation, and we've all talked about his subject matter and what he tends to talk about.
My thing with Logic is he mimics people.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that on this one though as much.
I just heard him trying too hard.
Yeah, I didn't really hear him take the mimic angle. Yeah.
I don't even know how to define that. Maybe I'm just hating. I might just
this to each his own. I'm just saying this was more to his point, more hip hop. You could tell he was definitely trying to reach out to that side.
He was trying to tap into that.
Yeah.
There were some records on there though.
He said his next joint is going to be back to the trap, but he definitely put out he wants to do music with Jay.
Picks good beats too.
He said he was the new Kanye as far as
He doesn't sound like Kanye.
Yeah. He had a what was the last song?
He just
song
needs to
on...
be himself. He needs to learn this.
Yeah, he does. Stop the mimic shit. Because he pretty much, all right, so he did kind of tap into the mimic thing on here.
Where?
So he has a song called Iconic featuring Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
Who Jaden I rock
Smith
with, by the way.
The song Icon.
Yep.
It follows the same pattern.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right, the last song on the album. Was what was Kanye's on College Dropout, the last song?
Tears to the Rock.
What was the name?
It was
Last Call.
Last Call.
He has a
last call on the album. When the song comes on, he's like, I always wanted to do this like Kanye. The beat even sounds similar to that beat.
That's a good point.
Then when it goes off, he's pretty much telling his story.
That's a good
so it's like,
yeah, but I turned that off. It just wasn't compelling.
He's good at rapping. He knows what he's doing, but he mimics everybody. It's like, I'm going to take something from him. I'm going to take something from him. I'm going to have a J. Cole little reference right here, but I'm going to really try to make it sound like J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that that makes him lose points with me. But the album actually sounded pretty good.
And that was my point. Yeah. And I felt that with the Wu-Tang record, and I felt that with the track right after that with Wale.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, oh, he's just like picking a style and be like, here, watch me do it. It's never like, here's me.
Wale put the bands on him too low-key with that verse. Wale actually is really, really dope when he wants to be.
Aren't they from around the same area?
He's from out there. Yeah, he's the DMV area, so they rock with each other. But.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah, man.
Good record. But you know, like I know you guys said this was like, oh, well, you know, he tries too hard. Look, in this era of rap, I'd rather somebody try too hard.
Absolutely.
Because there's just this whole plethora of rap where I don't feel like they're trying at all.
Yeah. When I say try too hard, I mean he's trying too hard to not be himself.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. I got to listen to it with Lone earlier before the show, and what I got to hear I liked a lot. I'm not like a huge Logic fan, but I think he's solid. I think the record's solid, and... Mm-hmm.
He's got some cuts on there.
Like I said, I'll listen to it again, which is more than I can say for the Lil Wayne.
Absolutely.
Did anybody check out Luca Brasi?
It sounds like one long trap beat over and over. Just one long trap beat with variations.
Kevin Gates, right?
Yeah, Kevin Gates.
I was cool on that.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
I didn't listen.
I gave it a spin. I didn't get all the way through it, but...
Monotonous. Kevin Gates. It gets boring.
He said it's Kevin Gates.
It gets boring to me really, really fast.
With Kevin Gates is, he even says it on there. He's, I don't want to be sociable. I don't want to be social. I mean, he acts like that in interviews. You know what I'm saying? And it's weird. How are you in an industry that's built on being social? You have to go out and talk to people and perform in front of people, but you don't want to be social.
He does not.
I'm just glad he's not in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's going to do it for episode 101. I can't believe we're at 101.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to everybody, all our sponsors, bringingdowntheband.com, Coleman Dental, 317-255-8546. Who did I miss? Team Backpack, Printfinity,
Indie CD and Vinyl.
Indie CD and Vinyl, our new sponsor as well. We got some great things going with them. Y'all make sure you go to the Patreon site.
Please.
www.patreon.com/newoldheads. We got a lot of dope things coming
do
up.
You hear us say it every month. You just
do it.
Just sign up.
$1.
Thank you to our current Patreons.
Yes, we appreciate each and every one of you, all of our new people that signed up. Thanks for showing us love. We need you guys. It's dope. We out. Peace.